And he hasn't been trying to do much of an escape thing here lately, which is a very good thing. Because out in the middle of the night, he's black and you can't see him. You know, I'm going to get a little moisturizer yet on your lips. They just are so dry.
At a local nursing home, dental hygienist Linda Rowe chats about her cat's latest escapades while she gently brushes her patient's teeth. Her mouth and teeth are in good shape because her family hired Rowe to come once a week to provide routine dental care. It costs $100 a month and includes all supplies. Most people in long-term care can't afford it, or their families don't know how important oral health is. And in Illinois, Medicaid only pays if it's an emergency. But Rowe says more patients and families are starting to demand it, especially baby boomers.
The greatest generation, if you will, are a lot of the people who are now in residence care. They came back from the war to jobs that paid well, and a lot of them offer dental insurance. So people are not coming into facilities with full dentures. They're coming in with a lot more teeth and maybe a full set of teeth. And the facilities just haven't made that switch over in their work plan or in changing the mix of employment levels to accommodate for the changes in the population.
Stacy Kazire is in charge of Carl Sandburg College's dental hygiene program in Galesburg. She says certified nursing assistants, or CNAs, aren't expected to take care of patients' teeth and mouths unless they're dentures.
They're so busy that sometimes that's not the highest priority, and it gets left behind, unfortunately. But I have one in the nursing homes, like in the area where I live, like Avon, Bushnell, little towns out in there that don't have much care, and I have done in-services for their CNAs. So I have tried to do that, but, you know, there's just so much more that probably should be done.
Dr. Howard Cowan from the University of Iowa College of Dentistry is an expert with 40 years' experience in geriatric and special needs dentistry. He says the problem is easy to miss. Out of sight, out of mind.
If a patient gets a decubitus ulcer, an open ulcer on their backside because they're not mobile and they've been left alone for a long time, that's a big thing. And the home can pay a big fine for that happening. But in the mouth, you don't see it. And we don't have to worry about that because it's not being seen.
With the advent of home health care and assisted living, Cowan says people admitted to nursing homes are sicker and less able to care for themselves than they used to be. When he first started, about 40% of patients in long-term care had dentures, but now that's dropped to around 15%.
They have teeth that are now decaying because they're not getting brushed. They have teeth that are breaking down that need to be extracted. But we're also talking about the gums and the tissues, which is the inflammation associated with the disease process that gets to the gums. And it's this inflammation of the mouth, poor oral care, that's then associated with all the systemic problems, increased risk of aspiration pneumonia, increased risk of cardiovascular disease, increased risk of stroke, increased risk of quicker progression of Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, all associated with inflammation from the mouth that is becoming a systemic liability.
He says the problem is complex and is not easy to solve, but his approach is to first teach dentists and nursing homes about the importance of oral care for their patients, then also teach nurses and CNAs the same thing and train them to provide it. Eventually, Medicaid policies must also change, which may only happen when people demand it. I'm Michelle O'Neill.